My friends, welcome back to Proud on Texas, and we are glad to have with us Wayne Christian, former state rep there in East Texas, and he is running for Railroad Commission because, well, Barry Smitherman, who we just elected to that, is running for Attorney General, leaving an open seat there. Wayne, first of all, apologize for mixing up the interview time. That is almost always the guest's fault, but today it wasn't. It was mine, so I'm telling the whole audience I screwed it up, but we're glad we have you on the phone now. And you're in town for this YCT event, Young Conservatives of Texas at Texas Tech. Preserve the Texas Miracle. It's at 6 o'clock, meet and greet, and then the program at 6:30, folks. Anybody in the Lubbock area listening on KFO is invited to attend that at the Frazier Alumni Pavilion. And Wayne, you've got the endorsement already of Young Conservatives of Texas. Tell us about the campaign trail and all these endorsements that are rolling in.
Well, of course, we're excited. You always want to be ahead, Robert, and thank you again for letting me be on your program. We've won so far. The straw polls have been taken in Houston, Dallas, different areas across the state, and so far we've won all four of the straw polls. In fact, one in Houston, Texas, that was sponsored by an endorser of one of my opponents. I won over 51% over all of the other candidates combined. I got more votes. This weekend, even the Austin Insiders, who Robert don't like me very well, they did a poll on the Texas Tribune, and I got 60+% of the total vote of that.
Yeah, isn't it funny? Isn't it funny, Wayne, they call that column Inside Intelligence? I always rephrase it when I post it in the Texas News to Austin Insiders Speculate About, and then I put the subject because...
That's exactly true. But I always love to be the winner on anything
election-based. Well, I want to quote a little bit from YCT's statement in their endorsement because it links to something you just said about not being liked by the Austin Insiders. In their endorsement they put out on 28 October, it read, "During his time in Austin, Representative Christian was known for bucking the establishment. He was consistently ranked among the top conservatives in the legislature and one of only a few recipients of YCT's Torch of Freedom Lifetime Achievement Award. From leading the fight against burdensome taxes and regulations to authoring legislation to preserve and protect innocent life, Representative Christian has earned the respect and admiration of conservative grassroots activists across the Lone Star State." And it is true. In fact, many argue that the Republican establishment moderate, the self-professed moderates team, drew you out of your district in the last redistricting to get rid of a strong conservative champion in the legislature. How can you take those skills and move them to the Railroad Commission and do something that's effective for Texas in a positive way?
Well, beyond my experience with three terms on energy and regulated industry and having negotiated energy and regulated industry at government level, having fought the EPA and the national government and the Sierra Club and other extremist environmental organizations, and those, beyond that, what you've been saying to folks for your time here and across the state, we're under attack of our capitalist system. And the free market system of oil and gas producers and all of our business is under attack. Let me just announce to you how evident that is. You know there's Blue Texas, where Obama's sending millions of dollars in George Soros-type dollars to try to make sure Texas goes Democratic, because if they ever get Texas, we'll never see another Republican president. Mm-hmm. And there's that political fight. And I've been telling people the other leg of the stool that Obama's trying to make us California by taking away our oil and gas production.
Yep.
He publicly is for clean, green energy, and that's everything except oil, gas, and lignite.
I saw something absolutely disturbing at a fundamental level. I was trying to catch up on my National Review issues, and I saw the interview with Oklahoma's Harold Hamm. And he talks about how he met with, he's the giant Continental Resources, one of America's great Horatio Alger stories, from nothing to one of the wealthiest people in the world. Harold mentioned this meeting with Obama early on where he just wanted to explain to him what this production's doing in the country, and it was frightening what Harold said the president had to do. He said, "Well, my energies are," said, "we'll only have to use oil and petroleum for just a few more years." About four, I think he held up four or five on his fingers. That short. And then we'll have all these magical green things. Actually, what he said is all our cars will run on batteries. Well, how the hell do you get the energy produced to put it in the battery? These people, not only are they after us, they're ignoramuses, Wayne.
That's complete insanity. nasty. In fact, I'm offended. Here it is, Veterans Day, and we and you honor our veterans and our servicemen and women. And what makes me angry when you start thinking about it is that one of the factors we have sent our young and our brave overseas is to protect the oil and gas production that we have been dependent upon the other side of the world. Well, just this last year, the United States became the number one oil and gas producer in the world, and Texas is the number one in the nation. What this does is just think, less of our servicemen's lives will be at risk if we are self-producing of oil and gas, and yet we have an administration that's trying to do exactly the opposite. In fact, there was another candidate announced for the Railroad Commission running against me this week, and it was a Democrat who is Sheila Jackson's Lee's staff person who served under the Clinton-Gore administration. Now, Texans, get this in mind. Millions are being sent. Wendy Davis has set the standard for the governor to raise money for other races that people aren't paying attention to. Right. And the Railroad Commission, that 80% of the people don't know what it does, is being targeted by Sheila Jackson Lee's.
That's right. The left is coming for the soft underbelly to take over. Wayne Christian, thanks for joining us today, my friend. Best of luck out on the campaign trail. Y'all, if you're in the Lubbock area, go see him tonight at the Fraser Pavilion at Texas Tech.